What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about international news here, and these next few stories taken together are making the hairs on the back of my neck go up. And the first story is coming out of Information Clearinghouse, and it's talking about how the United States is extending the national emergency regarding Iran. And in a letter to the congressional leadership last Friday, Joe Biden extended the United States national emergency with respect to Iran, which began all the way back in 1995, for one more year. And Biden justified that, saying that the actions and the policies of the government of Iran, including its proliferation and development of missiles and other asymmetric and conventional weapons capabilities, its network and campaign of regional aggression, because after all, that's our job, and so forth and so on. The usual propaganda that we're getting. So they're extending the national emergency. Okay, then we get onto this next story, where Israel has basically announced in an interview on Fox News that they are updating their plan for military strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Now, remember a while back when Iraq was still an independent country, they were building a nuclear power station at Oseraq. And Israel got up there and said, oh, there's a secret bomb factory underneath. They're building nuclear bombs. They're building nuclear bombs. And they flew on up there, and they bombed the heck out of the power station. And then following the Iraq war, international inspectors looked at the remains of the power station, and all they found was a power station. There was no secret underground bomb factory the way Israel has underneath the Dimona facility, which is supposed to be secret, but everybody knows about it now here. So Benny Gantz on Fox News said that Israel is updating their plans for military strikes on all of Iran's nuclear sites. They have a new target map set up. Now then, we have this third story. This is from Hal Turner's radio show, and I know a lot of people are saying, got to be careful about Hal Turner and everything, but this story is saying that every aircraft in the Israeli Air Force went dark on radar at the same time. Their transponders were turned off, and this happened yesterday afternoon. And then all of a sudden, nothing, and they've got the flight tracker maps to basically show what's going on. Now, a little bit of clarification on this. There are basically two transponder systems. There's the one for civilian traffic that everybody in the world signs on to and uses, so the transponders will show up on their air traffic control radars, and so they don't collide with each other, which is just a big drag for everybody. But every country also has their own military transponder systems, which in theory other countries can't access. And that country's military radar will be able to see their military aircraft, even if they're invisible to the civilian air traffic control. So it is very alarming that Israel's military aircraft have gone dark to the civilian tracking system. Maybe it's a training exercise, okay? But we have been hearing about a possible attack on Iran for so long. It may be about to happen for all we know, could even be happening now. And with the, you know, deference to that other caller, but it's not really up to Biden to take the bait. He's clearly not in charge anymore. Kamala Harris is basically fulfilling the functions of the presidency, at least in terms of foreign policy. And we don't know what is going to happen. Meanwhile, up in the French port of Dunkirk, yes, that Dunkirk, fabled in movies and books and so forth and so on, the U.S. Army's 21st Theater Sustainment Command has reported that military helicopters and equipment from the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade, say that three times fast, 1st Infantry Division, arrived March 6th in Dunkirk, France. And the Aviation Brigade at Fort Riley, Kansas, normally, and their equipment arrived aboard the Endurance, which is a commercial vessel chartered by the U.S. Navy's Military Sea Lift Command. So the brigade is deployed to Europe as part of Atlantic Resolve and will conduct bilateral and multinational training events with other NATO partners. So you can just see everybody's sort of sidling up to the war. They want somebody else to appear to start it, but they're all getting ready. Meanwhile, the United States is planning to deploy long-range missiles in Asia to deter, quote, our greatest strategic threat, end quote, which has recently been declared to be China as opposed to Russia or Iran. Admiral Philip Davidson, who will soon be retiring as the four-star commander of the Indo-Pacific Command, told a congressional hearing his most pressing defense need is a ground-based missile defense system on the U.S. island of Guam to provide 360-degree defense from a potential Chinese attack. So they're getting that all set up there. Okay, here is another story. This is from 1945.com. And the claim is being made that China stole the designs of the F-22 stealth fighter. Now, it's no secret that every country loves to steal the military secrets of every other country and then proclaim them as their own. We had it first. But there's a lot of Russian technology that has been built into American weapons and vice versa. Same thing with China. Same thing with our supposed allies, France, Germany, Israel especially. But they're out there. We're starting to see a ramping up of the anti-China propaganda. Oh, they're bad people. China's behind hacking. China's behind this. You know, China is going into your dryer and stealing your socks and other things like that. Meanwhile, while we may all oppose war and the reasons for war and the costs of war, we do have to admit they've got some cool toys out there. And the U.S. Army's new goggles are helping soldiers see through the walls of combat vehicles. Now, it's not a weird X-ray machine. It's sort of a ground-based version of a system that was developed originally for the F-35. And it's called the Integrated Visual Augmentation System. And it is a set of goggles that integrate the feed from multiple TV cameras all over the outside of the military vehicle, whether it's a troop transport or a tank, and a computer will fuse them all together. So as the driver or commander or gunnery operator or whatever, as they look around, as they move their head, the virtual reality goggles will basically show them what is in that direction outside the armored vehicle. And this is definitely an improvement over those little tiny periscopes they used to have. So like I said, we don't like war, but they do have some fun toys. Okay. this one does not go in the category of cool toys here. Joe Biden has come on out saying the military is going to make maternity flight suits so pregnant women can drop into enemy territory during wartime. And, you know, what are these people thinking? And I know I'm going to get a lot of nasty emails about this, but when you are at war, you know, you don't risk your, pardon the phrase, breeding population in combat, because you have to look beyond the end of the war towards rebuilding your population and your economy as quickly as possible. Only when a nation is on the verge of losing a major war are the women pressed into service in large numbers here. So this idea of a maternity flight suit, I mean, you're going to have a lot of women suffering miscarriages. You know, forget about jumping out of the plane into the enemy territory, even during, you know, high G flight maneuvers. That's going to be a problem. The only place where these would even be remotely usable is on large aircraft that are not intending to do high G maneuvers, like aerial refueling tankers, AWACS planes, and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, in an example of how things could be handled in a much more sane, reasonable world, there is an island that is disputed territory between Canada and Denmark. And the militaries of both countries periodically visit the island to remove the other country's flags. And the Canadians, when they remove the Danish flag, will leave a bottle of Canadian whiskey. And when the Danish troops show up to remove the Canadian flag, they will leave a bottle of Danish schnapps. And that's it. That's the entire extent of the war over that disputed territory. And I think that's definitely a great way to handle these kind of things. Okay, getting on to the economic news here. Ron Paul is out with another report on how the Federal Reserve is enabling Biden and Congress' destructive agenda. And we know over at the Fed, they are just creating money out of thin air. It's starting to trickle on down to you and I as signs of massive inflation, increasing prices on food, increasing prices on service, increasing prices on fuel. And they're trying to hide that inflationary problem. But you can't just go on creating money like that and not have Weimar-style inflation be the inevitable end result. So the Congressional Budget Office, pardon me, has announced that 2021 will be the second year in a row in which the federal debt exceeds the entire gross domestic product. The Congressional Budget Office also projected that this year's federal deficit will be $2.3 trillion. That's the deficit, not the debt. And the deficit will be $2.3 trillion, which will be $900 billion less than last year. So I'm sure we're going to see some politicians saying, see, we're getting the spending under control. And no, it really isn't. You've got the spending under control when the deficit is zero. However, the Congressional Budget Office's projections do not include the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill just passed by the U.S. Congress. And by the way, the House earlier today did pass that final part of the bill after it came back from the Senate. So in theory, those $1,400 direct payments are going to be heading on out very, very soon. Okay. Story, and we've mentioned this all before. This is coming out of Zero Hedge. You know, the dangers of a central bank digital currency. Now, Bitcoin and the others have shown that digital currencies can work. One of the reasons these digital currencies have been so popular is privacy. And that is something our government does not like. They don't want you to have a private life anymore. They want you under a microscope so they know when you're thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. And so one of the dangers of the central banks taking over the digital currency is privacy, because the central bank will control almost all your transactions in that currency and have all the information on how deposits and savings are kept. And this is total surveillance of your economy, except for like down at the market when you buy some Girl Scout cookies or something. Down in Venezuela, talking about hyperinflation, they have now issued a million Bolivar bill. It's worth 50 cents United States currency. The hyperinflation is raging completely out of control. They're basically, they've added three new banknotes, the highest valued one, 1 million bolivars. And, so they've gone past Zimbabwe on that. Over at Huffington Post, they're laying off a huge part of their staff. And BuzzFeed, 3 weeks after acquiring Huffington Post from Verizon Media in February, announced the layoffs. And Huffington Post Canada will also be shuttering their operations later this month. And a big part of it is because without Trump in office, the enthusiasm for the liberal point of view is on the wane. And it's not just Huffington Post that is feeling that. It's pretty much across the board. And so, we're seeing the pendulum start to swing back the other way. Over at GameStop, their shares jumped for the fifth day, running with a nearly 100% gain amid speculation that Reddit investors will pour their stimulus checks into stocks. And so we'll see what's going to happen with that. Meanwhile, down in Texas, they are not going to reverse the $16 billion with a B dollar power overcharges incurred during the recent freeze. So a lot of people are going to be stuck with those insanely high electric bills. And there was definitely a lack of planning and foresight. They didn't plan for the worst case. You know, they sat back there and they said, oh, well, Al Gore says, you know, that the world is warming up. We don't need to have heaters on those wind turbines and we don't need to insulate those gas pipelines. We're going to be just fine. Okay, getting on to immigration and globalism, and I'm sure, you know, Tom in Florida is paying attention to this. Illegal border crossings hit more than 101,500 in February. And that is a huge number, and that's just 1 month. Joe Biden has rolled back several existing border initiatives, and as he has done so, the number of people crossing illegal into the United States has skyrocketed. In February, despite the freezing weather, Border Patrol apprehended 101,535 illegal border crosses along the southern border, which means there are probably a bunch more that got past the Border Patrol completely missed. They're just pouring on in here. And again, we can't afford them. We can't afford the social services. We can't afford the medical care. We can't even really afford those cages they're keeping the kids in. You know, and then you have the fact that we have millions and millions of legal American citizens who are out of work, and we can't have millions and millions of illegal immigrants coming on in to compete for those same jobs. That's just not realistic. And, you know, again, you're going to hear people saying, oh, you're being racist. No, we're not. We're not being racist here. Illegal is not a race. Now, the Biden administration has told the Department of Homeland Security not to speak freely about the growing border crisis, according to Breitbart. Now, this gets back to a story we had at the top of the show where a reporter tried to shout at Biden, you know, about the border crisis, and the Biden aide basically shut him down and said, no, you can't do that. And apparently the revelation that the Biden administration is trying to silence news about the border crisis comes from a senior level law enforcement source within the Department of Homeland Security who spoke on condition of anonymity and went on to say the situation with media relations now is night and day compared to the last administration. We have been advised not to speak on immigration issues at the border and to rely on the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Public Affairs and the White House Press Office to handle the messaging. In other words, the propaganda. Texas is now deploying their National Guard to the southern border. They're calling it Operation Lone Star. And this is in response after a surge of people at the Texas-Mexico border continued to try and get into the U.S. in response to the Biden administration policies. So the Texas National Guard is involved with this. They're down there guarding the border and trying to basically repair and rebuild sections of the border fence, which are not in good shape. There are holes, many of them deliberately created, through which the coyotes, which is slang for a people smuggler, simply drive their vans through and on up into the United States of America. Okay. More than 44 organizations are calling on the Biden administration to abandon the so-called virtual wall immigration bill. This is the wall of mass surveillance across the U.S. border with Mexico. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few minutes. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Back to our show here. We're talking about immigration. And there is an emerging crisis at the border, and this story is coming out of UNS.com. And, you know, during one of the Democratic debates last year, the candidates were asked if their health care plans would cover the illegal immigrants, and everybody raised their hands, including Joe Biden. Now, this, of course, is a pander to the illegal immigrants already in the country, who are not supposed to vote, but apparently did in huge numbers because the Democrats had succeeded in knocking down voter ID laws in a lot of states across the country, which was, you know, a red warning flag about what was going on. Because you need ID to drive a car. You need ID to buy alcohol or tobacco, to check out a library book, if there are still libraries out there in this digital age. And It's a pander. You know, if you vote for us, we'll give you free stuff. And the message was out there. If the Democrats win this election, it's amnesty for all and open borders in America and a lot of free stuff paid for by the legal American citizens. And Biden actually announced that he's going to raise taxes, you know, to pay for all of this stuff here. They're talking about abolishing the Immigration Customs Enforcement, it's open season on the American country, the American society, the American people. Biden is also offering legal status to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans, citing the extraordinary and temporary conditions in Venezuela. And that means over 320,000 Venezuelan nationals who've been in the country either illegally or at least through legally ambiguous circumstances will not face the threat of deportation. And there's no doubt there will be a flood of new Venezuelans seeking to enter the country and take advantage of the safe haven and, again, the aforesaid free stuff. Now, what we have here, if you think about it, this is where the government's double standards really show out. This is from the New York Post. President Biden's health honcho, Rochelle Walensky, announced Monday that vaccinated Americans can visit with others who are vaccinated in small groups at home. But when Walensky was asked about visiting grandchildren, she said no unless the kids are local. So, in other words, the Biden administration is banning grandma from traveling to visit the kids while it still invites COVID-infected illegals to cross into this country freely. And the last time they did a check, 25% of the illegals coming across the border have COVID. And they were tested after they were allowed across the border. They're not being tested at the border for COVID or for anything else. All right, getting into the area of wokeness, this is a story that came on out from Your Destination Now. And basically, it's a photo of a grocery store display with all kinds of items. And on the little tag where the price is, it's proclaimed. This is a Black-owned business. This is a Hispanic-owned business. This is a gay-owned business. So it's discrimination. It is open discrimination, against, white people. Racism in reverse is still racism. And I know that's unpopular with the lefties right now, but it really is. Meanwhile, over at Disney, that Mickey Mouse outfit, they have pulled Dumbo, Peter Pan, the Aristocats, and Swiss Family Robinson for younger viewers because these movies had racist stereotypes and other content, according to Disney. And Peter Pan was pulled because the film portrays Native people in a stereotypical manner, which does not reflect the diversity of Native peoples or their authentic cultural traditions. And, it's just getting, these are fantasies. They're fantasy films. They're not supposed to be reflections of reality. Some of this stuff, it's getting so much, it's even too much for Bill Maher. And Megyn Kelly spoke with Bill Maher the other day about why she and her husband chose to pull their three kids out of New York City public schools. And during the exchange, she explained how her 8-year-old son was exposed to a 3-week trans education experiment, which even Maher was forced to admit is nothing short of absolutely horrific. See, call me old-fashioned, but school is supposed to be about reading, writing, and arithmetic, engineering, science, and things that will allow children to grow up and have decent jobs and allow the United States to compete in a modern technological global marketplace. And instead, we're just getting this endless leftist indoctrination. And people are, going hideously into debt to get a college degree as a fashion accessory, and they're getting degrees in art history and, women's studies. And, what kind of a job do you get with a degree like that? Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We're going to open the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to ask you something else. When the CDC comes up with this garbage now, like you can't, they don't want you visiting your grandkids or whatever else, are they kidding? Nobody's listening to that. And you got all these states now completely opening up. Not just Texas, now it's Mississippi. I think South Carolina has opened up.
Yep.
Why do they keep on talking this nonsense? Do you think people are really listening to them? Well, I guess there are some people that are so afraid they probably are listening. But I'm telling you, these people are, you know, these are insane. And these are our so-called leaders. And it takes me back to what they're doing, provoking some of the superpowers of the world, like Russia and China. If we got into a war with any of these guys, even with Iran, with the kind of military we have today, with the Joint Chiefs basically hacked today, the political hacks, this defense secretary is complete incompetent, buffoon, okay? How would they expect to win any kind of war against anybody? And how would they be able to avoid a draft? Now, I know you could go nuclear, and of course nobody's going to win then. But other than that, how would they possibly expect to win? And how would they expect to not have a draft, which would probably totally destroy this country. If it's not, it's on the verge of destruction anyway. And it's one other thing I want to bring up about the, you know, illegal aliens and all that. I realize this is a big problem. The problem is, I think the way they're trying to stamp on our freedom is much more serious, all right, as far as, you know, with this COVID garbage. And the other thing is, when we don't even know anymore what's a man and what's a woman, we think it's okay. I don't think it's okay, but when they think it's okay to cut the private parts off a boy and call him a girl and to fill a girl up with all kinds of steroids and other things and call it a boy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have any kids. And on top of that, we you know, so many families just aren't having children, or they're not having enough children, okay? You got to replace them with somebody, at least, as I said before, these people coming in from Latin America, okay? They're basically Christians. I don't think they'll go along with the Democratic Party as long as people explain to them, well, we need a new populist party.
People vote with their wallets. I mean, that's a basic axiom of democracy. People vote with their wallets first and foremost. If the wallets are unaffected, then other things can come on in. But when you've got the Democrats offering all kinds of free stuff in exchange for votes, they're going to get the votes.
I know, but if I came into this country, if I came in as an immigrant from whatever country, okay, and once I start sending my kids to school, and I was told the teacher says it's okay to you're a boy or you're a girl, to have a girl coming into a boy coming into a girl's locker room, mm-hmm, or shower and compete in an athletic contest, the boy dressed as a girl competing with a girl in an athletic contest, right? I don't think I can vote for a party like that, all right? I don't care what they offer, what kind of incentives they... Remember, these are basically hardworking people that come into this country anyway. They basically work...
No. What we're getting coming into this country are people who couldn't make it in their home countries.
I don't know. When I lived in Texas, and even I see sometimes here, I see a lot of these people working their butts off, Mike, okay, on construction sites. Now, I don't say it's right, because you're taking the jobs away from Americans. Right, it's wrong, but I'm saying this country's in such bad shape right now. When I see when I see what they're doing to this country, when I see the people, you know, when I see these zombie-like people, I tried to go to the gym today, okay, again, and they made me work out with a mask on. I couldn't do it. I said, finally, here, forget it.
Yeah,
I'll give you another week or two, and I'm going to resign. I'm just going to quit. Okay, I got my own equipment at home. I'm working at home. I don't need this. Okay, and I was talking to other people. They discussed with it too, and they have very few people in there. Okay, people are like zombies today, Mike. These type of people do not deserve a country. I'm sorry. If this keeps up, I will not have any allegiance to this country, because it's not the country that I swore allegiance to, that I served in the military for, or anything else. Okay, this is not that country anymore, Mike. This is a country of zombies, and maybe to have other people come in here, maybe it might help straighten things out. Now, I know a lot of you callers aren't going to like that, but that's the way I think, because this gets me so angry, Mike, when I see what they're doing to this country, okay? It is not right. And you want to go to race about it? Who's doing it? It's mostly Northern Europeans and Ashkenazi Jews, okay? Those are the people in the leadership in this country, and they're destroying it, Mike. That's what pisses me off. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't sound like that, but I can't help it, because I do not like what they are doing, Mike. They are turning...
No, I don't either.
They're zombies, okay? They're dumbing down our education. They're convincing people not to have kids, all right? When you don't have kids, you got to replace your population somehow. What are you going to do? It makes no sense. So that's all I got to say, Mike. I'm sorry. I just can't stand it. I got to speak. They took away my YouTube channel when I could... You know, go on to YouTube, and I had 162 subscribers, over 150 YouTube videos. But obviously, I pissed people off on both sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah,
and that's what happened.
Yep.
Okay, so that's all, Mike. Like I said, I know I probably ignited another storm, but that's the way it is, because it gets me. Because I used to, I'm not gonna say I love what they call the United States today, because to me, it's not the United States. This is not what I pledged my allegiance to and served in the military for, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just not. All right? And it hurts me to say this. But unfortunately, that's the way. And by the way, another thing, too. Anybody that would let an election get stolen like this and just look the other way on it, there's something wrong. Because this was not latent, Mike. This was blatant. This was an out-and-out thievery. Okay?
Yep.
And to put a senile old, demented old fool in there, corrupt old fool in there, knowing very well that sooner or later you're going to put this woman in there who didn't even get 1% of the primary vote in the Democratic Party. I mean, come on, Mike. There's something wrong. This is not the United States that you and me grew up in.
No, it's the fall of Rome.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, that's all, Mike. I'm sorry. Thanks, bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And this is certainly not the country that I thought that we lived in, you know, when I was younger. And I'm seeing these changes happen, and the changes are accelerating. They're definitely putting pedal to the metal in terms of turning this country into something else, which is a socialist Marxist dictatorship. They're encouraging white people to have fewer children, and they're replacing the population with these illegals coming in from the rest of the planet. And that's part of the whole globalist idea, to try and blend and blur everybody together into one tan-colored mono race, as it were, forgetting the lessons learned from the great waves of immigration back in the 1930s. So... as far as YouTube is concerned, we actually got a warning from YouTube regarding this streaming video. Apparently, last Friday's show featured some commentary, questioning the orthodox view of COVID-19, the vaccines, and the lockdowns. And we got a YouTube warning on that. And they're saying, if you get 4 more warnings, your channel will be suspended, that kind of stuff. And also on Monday, apparently there was a concern that some copyrighted material was being shown on the video feed, and they blanked that out. And so for those of you who wondered what was going on, they're monitoring us in real time. If they see something they think is copyrighted, they're going to drop the little black screen and say, blanked out. When the copyrighted part is gone, supposedly the live feed comes back on. But, it really is stunning, not to mention deeply troubling, how rapid we're seeing the transition from the land of the free and the home of the brave to the land of the enslaved and the home of the cowed. And we're definitely on that way. All right, let's go to Stuart in Maine. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, well, I was glad there was at least some interest in the subject of fascism that I spoke about. To answer Joe on, types of reading material, of course, Mein Kampf has been around for a long time. There's a political section in there. But there's a couple of great little books you could get. Barnes & Noble has it. Amazon just stopped. It's called Communism with the Mask Off. And it's combined with another. There's a couple of speeches by Goebbels. Very good. Cheap book. You can get it, but you got to go to Barnes & Noble to get it now. Another one. Essays on Fascism. In particular, there's an essay by Alfredo Rocco, which is really good, which is Mussolini's, I think he was his education minister or something like that, if you can remember this. Okay, now, if you want to get a great cross-section of writings, either by fascists or in that direction, recognizing the problem of the oligarchical capitalist system that we have, you should look up H.R. Morgan. I think you can still get his books on Amazon. In particular, Codex Fascismo. It's a great little book. It's an anthology, and you'll see that what most people think is fascism, they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, one other thing about laissez-faire, the issue of laissez-faire capitalism. We started with that, and this is where we ended up, because money is power, and as capital gets concentrated, it takes over small government. Small government doesn't work. Okay? You need a strong... The issue really isn't big or small. We need a strong nationalist government like I spoke about yesterday. Okay? That's the issue, and that's That's what people don't want to recognize. One other point. When you talk about laissez-faire capitalism, you're suggesting that let the individual do whatever it wants. And, you know, I'm not advocating restrictions, you know, but there has to be some restrictions, like offshoring the economy or polluting
yes.
the environment and destroying agriculture, okay? But the thing is, you have to recognize, and this is what people don't want to recognize, all the people who talk about Constitution and all this, they don't recognize this key fact, is that the individual and the country don't always have the same interest. The individual and the defense of national culture. And in that respect, the individual has to be subordinated to some degree to the interest of the national culture. And no, I'm not talking about repression, but the interests are not always the same. And like I said, with the offshoring. So anyway, that's my two or three cents for today. And your thoughts.
All right. Well, again, I'm not sure that a strong nationalist government is going to rein in the money junkies, because they'll just come up with the money to corrupt a big government. A big government can be corrupted just like a little government. It just takes more time and more money. I mean, we certainly had a very strong nationalist government following the Civil War. And look how that has been completely co-opted, and even up to the Supreme Court itself, not to mention the presidency. So I'm not sure that's the solution.
I would say two things. One, I would say it was more oligarchical in that respect. But the thing is, when you look at the 20th century and you look at the successes in Germany or in Italy, not as great as in Germany, partly, I think, through ineptness, but Germany, you could look at what Gaddafi did in North Africa, or Saddam Hussein, and you can, people like Salazar in Portugal, there's stability, and there's, the economy exists to strengthen the country, okay? Without taking away private property.
That's what it
property.
Should be there to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's my objection. Okay, next caller.
All right, next caller is Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, three quick points. I agree with Tom. I kind of like the old format better. I think your show's kind of like a hockey game. People listen for the fighting, you know? Kind of.
I hope not.
I think, I don't know. Were people really calling in to complain when people argue, or is it
we've got a lot of complaints, you know, and one of the listeners sent me this little bell to ring, you know, when callers start dissing other callers, so, you know, we definitely have that.
All right, well, my next point was you were talking about our money isn't spent very efficiently. I haven't been through Portland too often, but I drove through and just how it's disintegrated in the past year. every freeway overpass had graffiti. Every on and off ramp was full of tents and just piles of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, my God, this is God. It's like, it's almost like a comical thing how much garbage there is. And then I drive like a mile down the road, and there's a cop pulling some person over on a dumb traffic thing, another cop pulling a truck driver over, you know, and I'm like, what's wrong with this picture? Like, why can't the police actually help clean up garbage or take, you know, get these people on littering charges or something, or, you know, but it's all messed up. But yeah, I guess it is a lot of the Democrat Party, but anyway, sorry to switch around, but I got a COVID report. A family friend, he was already elderly, and he was already kind of going a little bit mentally, but I guess they came around to his apartment, and it was kind of a senior apartment. It's not really a nursing home or anything, but just kind of assisted living. But they gave everyone a COVID shot. And then he, after the shot, he collapsed onto the ground and broke six of his ribs. Now he's in emergency, and that could have maybe finished them off getting that vaccine. I don't know. I got to go. I got to go visit
right.
him and see how he does. But yeah, so we'll see. Be careful if you get that vaccine.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's scary stuff out there. It really is. All right, well, Dan, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We're coming back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, a last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to be brief. I think that most problems arise from the secret societies that meet annually and work together to undermine the U.S. and the American people. And if it wasn't successful, they wouldn't have had a Jekyll Island or a Bilderberg or a Bohemian or Skull and Bones or any offshore tax shelters in any way, shape, or form of how they line up quickly and get into the no-bid contracts and just become a friend with government. And you see Jeff Bezos on that route right now where he's going to step down and act like he has nothing to do, blah, blah, blah. And I would like to make two suggestions. The listeners, if they tried the book by John Skura called Battle Hymn. And John Skura was the producer of the Merv Griffin Show, and he was a very knowledgeable person on secret societies. And the other thing, I think Soros and his useful idiots have the plan to grow their monopoly, and the Rothschilds have their plan. And the only way to stop it is all the power comes from we the people. When you look at our words that we live by, it starts off with this giant we, where nothing is more powerful than the strength in numbers. And when you turn on the TV today, it says no one's allowed to peacefully protest. Everybody is a problem, and government can't be questioned. And when in fact it isn't government that's running the show anymore. All this, everything's a secret, and there's some government thing in place to make sure that you can't hear anything. You know, that's the direction that I wanted to go. If most people don't have the book, The Battle Hymn by John Skura, I could send you a link and you could post it and everyone could just hear the book on tape version of it. It's just the book where someone read it into YouTube. And it explains basically where we're at today. I know that, I'm rambling when I should just stick to one point. And you can tell everybody's got concerns, and we know that we're headed down the wrong path. And when President Trump himself can't even get a day in court because the judges are for sale and they're all owned by corporations, and, you know, Scalia magically ended up dead when there was a problem with a more powerful group that needed things their way. And we're all concerned, but I think that the strength or the power lies in all of us together, and that's why the Constitution starts off that way. And I know the Constitutional Republic and a democracy are very different, and a democracy, as Thomas Jefferson and other people have studied over the years, quickly kills itself by borrowing itself into bankruptcy, and that's what ends up.
That sounds familiar.
And then every time you turn the TV on, it says a bailout is the answer to everything. And a bailout is a solution and a stimulus, and then you look at it, and the inside has so many earmarks.
Yeah, yeah.
That have nothing to do.
All right, well, Joe. Joe, I'm sorry. Call back tomorrow and complete your thought. There's the music. It is time to end this program. And stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very urgent right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.